Minim said. Weren't you bending the law to suit a personal whim? Bailey's craggy face grew hard. It was not a whim. I was not bound by Salarian law. Earth's interests were paramount, and for the sake of those interests, I had to see that Liebig, the dangerous one, was dealt with. As for Mrs. Delmar, he faced Minim now and felt himself taking a crucial step. He had to say this. As for Mrs. Delmar, I made her the basis of an experiment. What experiment? I wanted to know if she would consent to face a world where personal presence was permitted and expected. I was curious to know if she had the courage to face disruption of habits so deeply settled in her. I was afraid she might refuse to go, that she might insist on remaining on Salaria, which was purgatory to her, rather than bring herself to abandon her distorted Salarian way of life. But she chose change, and I was glad she did, because to me it seemed symbolic. It seemed to open the gates of salvation for us.
For us? Said Minim with energy. What the devil do you mean?
Not for you and me particularly, sir, said Bailey gravely, but for all mankind. You're wrong about the other outer worlds. They have few robots. They permit personal presence, and they have been investigating Salaria. Our Daniil Oliva was there with me, you know, and he'll bring back a report. There is a danger they may become Salaria someday, but they will probably recognize that danger and work to keep themselves in a reasonable balance, and in that way remain the leaders of mankind.
That is your opinion, said Minim testily.
And there's more to it. There is one world like Salaria, and that's Earth.
Plain clothesman, Bailey.
It's so, sir. We're Salaria inside out. They retreated into isolation from one another. We retreated into isolation from the galaxy. They are at the dead end of their inviolable estates. We are at the dead end of underground cities. They're leaders without followers, only robots who can't talk back. We're followers without leaders, only enclosing cities to keep us safe. Bailey's fists clenched. Minim disapproved.
Plainclothesman, you have been through an ordeal. You need a rest, and you will have one. A month's vacation, full pay, and a promotion at the end of it.
Thank you, but that's not all I want. I want you to listen. There's only one direction out of our dead end, and that's outward, toward space. There are a million worlds out there, and the spacers own only 50. They are few and long-lived. We are many and short-lived. We are better suited than they for exploration and colonization. We have population pressure to push us and a rapid turnover of generation to keep us supplied with the young and reckless. It was our ancestors who colonized the outer worlds in the first place.